At the Princeton Towers retirement home, there's little that is home-like. The graying concrete and brick buildings house about 270 residents, mostly low-income women and minorities. The towers sit on the urban Princeton Baptist Hospital campus. It isn't always a quiet place. But walk across the street into the 20-month-old Healing Garden, and things begin to slow down. There's a water wheel and a fence featuring G's Bend quilt designs. There are eucalyptus trees and herbs and fruits. Like the hospital, the garden aims to heal, only it uses memory-jogging smells and sounds to do the trick. 75-year-old Ona Mae Gardner has lived at Princeton for 6 years. She visits the garden a few times a week.
I usually go right over there and sit down and just look around. I brought my sandwich over here by myself. Me and the birds, just watching. One Sunday, I came over here, and the butterfly bush on the outside there, it was just full of butterflies. Interesting.
On this day, Ms. Gardner is joined by Edgar Crawford, Roald Hasselhoff, developer of the garden, and a few other companions from the towers. Crawford, who is 78, strolls the garden in army fatigues. He stops at a muscadine vine, a reminder of the one that used to grow near his childhood home. His grandmother made jelly out of it.
It was wild in the woods. And muscadine vine, we couldn't cut down. We had to leave it there, because that's what we had to eat on during the winter, that jelly. And, I mean, it was good. Like, you smell it a long way, country boy. Put it between a biscuit. Yeah, we put it between biscuits, make a sandwich out of them, that's what I went to school with.
Stirring up memories with plants and herbs and foods was just what the creators of the garden had in mind. Roald Hasselhoff, director of the Southern Environmental Center, organized the project, funded by the hospital, the community, and others. Hasselhoff says that officials with Princeton Towers initially wanted something simple in place of the junked cars and old sofas that once occupied the garden site.
And they came to us about 2 years ago and asked us if we would help them design a vegetable garden. And, you know, we thought vegetable garden, we could do that, but we're more than vegetable gardens. And so we started talking to them and got the hospital involved and the whole started having discussions about a much kind of a bigger concept of having a healing garden.
Today, the garden is a refuge not only for the senior adults at the towers, but also for hospital staff and patient families.
For example, the hospital has staged a health fair and a health day here. Of course, this being the South, it consisted of barbecue and other such healthy items.
Landscape architect Arnie Retkus says the tower residents helped design the garden.
There was a survey that they were given that basically asked them to jot down herbs that they might have used when they were, you know, growing up, or things that they had kind of encountered. Also heirloom type plants, things that were, you know, they might have had around their homes. You know, spirea is one of the plants that was mentioned. There are several roses, muscadine, the persimmon tree, and a few other herbs. I think the oregano was one of them.
There are also medicinal plants such as eucalyptus and lavender. There are fragrant herbs such as rosemary and thyme. And then there are plants like velvety lamb's ear that are just begging to be touched.
And then it has these wonderful soft, fuzzy, silvery gray leaves, you know, hence the term, or name lamb's ear. And it's just really great, because actually in it, that look, you know, even it looks soft, so it's one of those things. You don't even have to touch it to kind of feel it. So.
Signs warning take-only memories? You won't find those here. Garden patrons are encouraged to touch and even clip some of the things they like.
The more you can interact with your environment and feel comfortable in it, the more you're likely to feel safe and secure and heal, basically, I think.
Ona Mae Gardner spots a persimmon that she's itching to cut open. A persimmon's heart, she recalls, comes in the shape of either a spoon, a fork, or a knife.
And I don't know if this one, being a hybrid, I don't know if it's that way or not, and I wanted to look and see.
Edgar Crawford comes through with an old Swiss Army knife, and Hasselhoff begins to carve it up.
I don't even see it.
Well, maybe it's a seedless.
It looks, apparently.
The American Horticulture Therapy Association says that healing gardens are becoming increasingly common throughout the U.S. This amid growing evidence that the gardens really do heal in some way. They improve mood, lower blood pressure, and reduce stress levels. Brenda Johnson, director of Princeton Towers, says many of the residents arrive showing the early stages of Alzheimer's. Many are depressed. That's no surprise, Johnson says. Leaving a home and memories behind is an adjustment that takes its toll.
And that garden has brought a lot of that back, because I've heard a lot of them say, well, I used to raise this in my yard, or I used to, you know, when I had a garden, I grew this. So I think that garden over there has really brought back a lot of, has made them not feel like they've totally lost everything, had to give up everything.
I got tomatoes in my freezer right now.
Back at the garden, Edgar Crawford spots some tomato plants, and soon he's ready to head back to the towers and start cooking.
I mean, it's good stuff. You can survive off of this.
I'm Gigi Dubant.